session Islam. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, Sheikh Fazil will be giving the khutbah today. Seems as though he got a little keep back. He'll be here shortly, inshallah. Most of us should be aware that there was an earthquake this morning in Japan, which they said is the biggest earthquake that they ever had. And as a result of it, a tsunami was generated, which did impact on the coast of Japan, and they're expecting that it would hit the Pacific coast of America, the whole coast. What damages are already done, and what could be done in the future, right? And we have seen that incidents throughout the world, right? The whole climate of the world, there seems to be a change coming about the climate of the world. We are in the month of March, and we plenty builders still waiting for the real dry season to start building. And we are in the month of March, when that is something that normally starts off in January, right? We're still getting intermittent showers and all that kind of thing, right? So the temperature and all different aspects of the climate of the world is changing around us. All of these things are happening. We as Muslims have to look at all of these things and learn a lesson from them. Yes, it is the dry season and we could expect rain. Yes, it is the rainy season and we could get a dry spell. Yes, the snow caps in the north and the south poles are melting. Right? The temperatures are changing. Places are getting colder. The type of snow that they experience in London, in New York, right, is things that they have never seen before. And all of these things that are happening around us, my dear brothers, it is for us to look, contemplate. What is happening with the world? What is going to happen today? What is going to happen in the future? It is all of these are things for us to learn from. I see Sheikh Fadil is here, inshallah. So, Sheikh, come. They're all things that we could take lessons from. Nothing is constant. There's always change that is moving around. So let us try and look at them, contemplate what is happening in the world, and learn a lesson from them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره الكافرون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for having made us Muslims, and we ask him to keep us on the path of Islam and do not cause our hearts to go astray after he has guided us, but to continuously extend to us mercy from within him and to keep us from the punishment of the grave and that of the hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we know for a fact that the world is in turmoil, so much so the Middle East is in turmoil, and well, the Western world, they are in turmoil because they are not on the right path and they have their own issues, but the world is in turmoil, and we are seeing what is happening in the different countries that's supposed to have Muslims as their leaders, and they are supposed to be leading with Islamic law. However, many of these countries do not lead with Islamic law, they do not govern with Islamic law, but there are some that still try to stick and adhere to the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have seen a lot of things happening, a lot of excitement, maybe heartbreak, murder. We see a lot of people being killed, a lot of protests, and all these sorts of things. And I really don't know what to tell you with respect to, you know, how we should be with respect to supporting what is happening or not. But what I can tell you, and Allah knows best, it may be the sign of times. Now the call is that these places, they want democracy to rule. They want the country to be ruled under democratic law. And even in Saudi Arabia, which has a kingdom, but which has Sharia there as the official laws, the Sharia in Saudi Arabia is the official law, the people there are calling for reform as well. And the people who started it were, according to what was mentioned in the news, 100 academics. 100 academics signed some sort of petition in one of the smaller cities in Saudi Arabia, and from there they hope to have a whole mass of people supporting to topple the king and have a government by democracy. Now, I've heard that in Medina they were supposed to have some sort of protest as well. But I've been told as well that the people there are shouting, "Long live the king," and nobody came out to protest in Medina. Okay. Now the thing with democracy, it may sound very nice, and we as Muslims, maybe living in a non-Muslim country, the best form of governance we could have in a non-Muslim country might be democracy, because in democracy everybody have their rights. But democracy, I will let you know, democracy pushes to separate state from the church. In our case, the mosque. In our case, put it in real terms, the Sharia. Democracy pushes to separate the state from the church. Let the church see about its own affairs, and let the state see about its own affairs. Do you know what that means with respect to Islamic law? We will throw it out the window. Because no longer can we say, for instance, homosexuality, we have to let it happen. We have to let zina happen, the drinking of alcohol, because everybody is free in this democratic way. They can do whatever they want to do within the laws of that country. And this is where, you know, you have to be very, very careful of thinking that it's something internal. I do not know. I really don't know. But there could be something external as well, where to fight Islam, don't be fooled, to fight Islam, people use many different ways. And these days, you can have a whole nation going by simply putting something on the tweet, or in Facebook, or the other gadgets that they may have that I don't know too much about. But you can simply, instead of going to meet a delegation now in a closed room, physically traveling and whatnot, you can simply go on your computer and you can enrage a whole nation. Salman Rushdie did it, not on his computer, but with a book that nobody knew of. And you see, this is very important and very instructive to us. Nobody knew about his book called The Satanic Verses. It's when Ayatollah Khomeini got news of it and he published that this man must be killed, then the whole world knew about it. And because of that, his book became a number one bestseller and became a millionaire. And any book he writes now, automatically, the people buy it. So we have to be very, very careful how we react to certain things. But coming back to it, a democracy will go hand in hand with separation of revealed law to the law that man wants. It has been separated. And you can see the problems that are facing the people who have separated the church from governance. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Inna min ashrat sa'ati an yurfa' al-ilm." From the signs of the hour is that knowledge will be removed. And in another hadith, he tells us, "Inna Allah la yaqbidul ilma intiza'an yantazi'uhu min an-nas." That Allah will not just remove knowledge like that from the people. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاء. But he will take away knowledge by taking away the ulama. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِي عَالِمًا. Until such a time when Allah will not leave anybody who's knowledgeable on the face of earth, this is what's going to happen. اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُهَالًا. The people will take as their leaders ignorant people. Ignorant mean people who do not know. فَسُئِلُوا. And they will be asked questions, fatwas. فَأَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And they will give their fatwas without knowledge. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And they are misguided and they will misguide other people. And subhanAllah, we still have a lot of ulama around and people have started taking as their leaders juhal, people who are ignorant, people who do not know Islamic law. They are taking people as their leaders, people who may have doctorates and who may be good businessmen as leaders of big organizations and other such people. But the ones who can deliver them with proper knowledge, they are not taking those people as their leaders. Then what is going to happen? It's even going to get worse when Allah Azza wa Jalla has decided to take away the ulama. Understand? And we have those situations right here in Trinidad where people have taken as their leaders people who do not have absolutely no Islamic knowledge, or have a little bit, or some. But they cannot make good decisions because their knowledge in Islam is lacking. So this is one sign of the hour, that knowledge will be removed. وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلِ. And ignorance will be widespread. Ignorance about Islamic law. وَيَكْثُرُ الزِّنَا. And adultery and fornication will become widespread. And unfortunately, even with the Islamic law and the punishment of a person may get in the hereafter of committing zina, we have a lot of people still committing zina. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ. And there'll be a lot of drinking of alcoholic beverages and things that are considered to be intoxicants. And we have it happening, even among the Muslims. وَيَقِلُّ الرِّجَالِ. And the men will become a small amount with respect to the women until it will be like 50 to 1. 50 to women, 50 women to one man with respect to the relation, the percentage. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are seeing all these things happening. And we are wondering what is going to happen to the Muslim Ummah. What are we to do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you were speaking about leadership, because leadership is of extreme importance. He told Abdullah ibn Samura, he told him, Ya Abdurrahman, Abdurrahman ibn Samura, he told, Ya Abdurrahman, La tas'al al-imara. Because this is going to come up. In Egypt, there's no person really leading the country. And right now, I don't know if you know, but there are clashes between the Muslims and the Christians to such an extent that the Muslims went and burnt a church. This is not allowed in Islam. So whereas we're saying they got rid of the president, Hosni Mubarak, and there's a lot of zulm and oppression and all that he was doing, what is happening now? Where they are transgressing on the rights of other people to worship, even an Islamic state, by burning their churches. And it all became because of, I do not know exactly who was who, but a Muslim and a Christian fell in love. I do not know who is the male and who is the female, yeah? At least I hope it's male and female. Where a Muslim and a Christian fell in love, and the family started to react with each other until eventually spill out of this. This is when you do not have leadership. Right? There's no person leading there. But who will stop that? So there's a lot of chaos going on right now. So he's telling us, Ya Abdurrahman, la tas'al al-imara. Do not ask for leadership. Do not ask to be the Amir. For innaka in u'titaha an mas'alatin ukilta ilayha. If you were given that leadership, asking for it, it will be made a burden on you. It will become burdensome. There will be no barakah. There will be no blessings in it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is not going to help you with it. وَإِنْ أُعْطِيْتَهَا عَنْ غَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةٍ وَعِنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. But if you were given leadership without asking for it, you will be held by Allah Azza wa Jalla in that leadership position you have. So we're going back to democracy, and in democracy you have three or four people vying with each other to be the leader. I want to be the leader, as we have here in Trinidad and Tobago. In Islam, that is not allowed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us directly, do not give leadership to those people who are asking for it. And one time, some people came and they asked him to let them be the ruler over some governance over some places. And he told them, Inna wallahi la nuwalli ala hadha al-amal ahadan yas'alu. He says, by Allah, we will not give leadership authority to anyone in concerning this work, the work of leadership, to anyone who asks for it. Anybody who's asking for leadership, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not going to give it to them. Wala ahadan harasa alayha. Nor anybody as well who is eager to be the leader of a place, as long as he knows about it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to understand that leadership is different in Islam than it is in the eyes of the unbelievers. And even though we have a democracy here in Trinidad and Tobago, and it is working for us because we have our freedom, we can build our mosques, we can have our schools, we have our radio stations and our TV stations, MashaAllah, we have our Eid holiday. You can wear your jalabi and walk on the street with your long beard, and the sisters can wear the khimar and the hijab and the niqab. MashaAllah, we can do that. But if we think that that is a better system than the system of Allah Azza wa Jal, then no, we are like disbelievers. If our hearts are intended towards what is democratic, and we do not want Islamic leadership, then we are behaving like the disbelievers. And this is what we should want, especially for these countries that have Islamic people ruling it. We have lost the caliph. The caliphate has been lost because of our own internal fighting. Because of ourselves, we are the ones who have lost it. Not the disbelievers took it from us. And what Kemal Ataturk did was just snip the last strand of the caliphate that was existing. So we need, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to understand this leadership And we need to go back to the Islamic concept of leadership as Muslims. And we need to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to return the caliphate to us. Now, people are saying that these countries, Tunisia and Egypt, Libya, well, Libya, there's a big fight going on, and all these other places, in Yemen as well, there was a little thing in Syria and Jordan. Right now, there's some stuff going on in Saudi Arabia. And the West want democratic leaders to be there. One, if there's democratic leaders, the concept of Islam would slowly fade away. But the other side of the coin, and Allah is a blessed of planners, this could be a setting for the caliph to come back, caliphate to come back. It could be a setting where what the people want might be Islamic law. The majority of the people, that is. And if you have the majority of the people wanting Islamic law, what's going to happen? And this is what they are fearing in Egypt. Where Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they are afraid of the Islamic Brotherhood there, that they would come and be the lead, have election, and they would be the ones who win because they are the most popular opposition right now in Egypt. So what's going to happen? I don't know. But we can only take direction from Allah Azza wa Jal. And with respect to putting out a leader or the imam of a mosque or things like this, this is why you have to be very, very careful whom you take as your leader. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, "Alaykum sam'a wa ta'a." You have to listen and obey. You have to listen and obey. Fi usrika wa yusrik. In difficult times and in easy times. When you're happy and when you're sad, when things going with you and when it going against you, you have to listen and obey. Wa manshatika wa makrahika. And in times when you're excited and times when you are dislike what is happening, you have to listen and obey. And he says, La ta'ata fi ma'asiyatillah, innama ta'atu fil ma'ruf. There is no obedience in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So if your Amir asks you to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't obey him. Obedience is only in things that are good. And he says, Innakum, and this one is very instructive, Innakum satalqawna ba'di atharatan. You will meet after me people who are like, not tyrants, but they will see about their own affairs. They'll be very biased. Even people who will take their wealth and put it in their pockets, you'll have leaders who will be doing that. Leaders, this is the meaning of the word atharatan. Leaders who will see about their rights, but they will not give you your rights. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atharatan. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there'll be leaders who will not give the people who are under them, their rights. They may oppress them. They will take the wealth and they'll demand their rights. Fasbiru hatta talqawni ala al-hawd. He says, be patient until you meet me at the fountain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be patient until you meet me at the fountain, meaning that you have to be patient. You cannot go out against them like that. And he tells us, satakunu umara'u. There will be leaders for satarifun wa tunkirun. And you will recognize and you will dislike. The commentator says, fata'arifun, means that you will recognize the wrong that they are doing. And the hadith of man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi fa in lam yastati' fa bilisanihi wa in lam yastati' fa biqalbihi wa dhalika adhaful iman. That hadith applies here, that whosoever of you sees something that is wrong, change it with his hand, and if he cannot, with his tongue, and if he cannot, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith. Fata'rifuna, so if it is that you see some sort of thing that is wrong and you recognize it, then enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. Tell them it is wrong. Changing the wicked hand doesn't mean to say you are going to physically fight. وَتُنْكِرُونَ, and you will dislike it. فَمَنْ عَرَفَ بَرْيَا, so whosoever recognizes it and does what he can to change it, بَرْيَا, he's free. He's free from sinning. He's free from the fire of hell with respect to this action and this incident. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرْ سَلِمْ, and whosoever dislikes it, if he cannot do anything and he dislikes it with his heart, then he's safe from Allah's punishment. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَ, but the punishment and the sin are with those people who are pleased with what is happening and they follow what is happening. They are pleased, so not because a person is silent over something means that he's committing a sin. If that is the only thing he can do, at least he hates it with his heart. The problem comes when people do not hate it with their heart. The problem comes when people don't even hate it with their hearts. Those are the ones who are committing the sin. And those who can speak out against it, do not speak out against it. And those who can change it with their hands, and do not change it with their hands. And again, changing with your hand doesn't mean you're going to fight them, because the next line, they ask him, "Kalu afala nuqatiluhum?" Shouldn't we fight them? They are not asking Mr. Bush or Mr. Obama or any leaders. They are asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shouldn't we fight them? He says, "La qala ma la ma sallaw." You can't fight them as long as they are praying. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with respect to how we must treat people who are leaders, who are not given what is doing what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and they're oppressive. And Ibn Abbas, he was explaining that those people who do not try to hold back the hand of the oppressor, you may not physically be able to do it, but you go and you tell him what he's doing is wrong. When Allah Azza wa Jal sends his adab, they are going to be included in it. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةَ لَا تُصِبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Beware of that fitna. Beware of the fitna, the trial, the tribulation, and even the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal that will not specifically fall on those people who oppress it. Beware of that fitna. And some of the Sahaba, they commented that after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they never thought that that fitna would have been falling on them at that time, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, that the time will come close. Some people say it's the time of this world and the hereafter. Whatever it is, the time of good and evil. وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ, ilm will be taken away. وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ, and all these fitan, these tribulations and trials and tests and hardship will come and appear. وَيُلْقَ الشُّحُّ, and miserliness will be met. In other words, people will be, they will be very hard pressed within themselves to give up what they have. It will be as though they were miserly. Some people may be afraid to talk. Some people will be afraid to give money and food. وَيَكْثُرُ الْحَرْجِ, and harj will become plentiful. And when they ask him, what does it mean of harj? He said, murder, killing. And we see that is what is happening. A lot of killing. And then in another hadith, he said, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. He says, Satan, all his tests and trials and tribulation, will be exposed to the hearts like a mat. A mat that is made out of straws. Each straw by itself, or each branch by itself on that mat, slowly and slowly it will be coming, exposing itself to the heart. فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ. And any heart that falls for it and loves it, the fitan. You may be wondering, how can you love fitan? Well, we had 2 days of fitan, of tests and trials that passed just now, Monday and Tuesday. And those people who love to see these naked women and would want to see these naked women and look at these naked women, part of that fitan has gone into your heart. So whosoever has been made to like it, a black dot will be marked on the heart. A black dot will be marked on the heart. فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِتَتْ بِهِ نُكْتَةً بَيْضَاءَ. But any heart that dislikes it and wants to have nothing to do with it, a white spot will be marked in the heart. And these are not spots you'll see if you cut somebody's heart open. Eh? You won't see it. Heart of whiteness and blackness, of good deeds and bad deeds, of good thoughts and evil thoughts, of, I should say not thoughts, but good belief and bad belief. حَتَّى يَصِيرَكْ عَلَى الْقَلْبَيْنِ. Until everybody, all of man, will be on two hearts, meaning that some will be in one section and some will be in the other section. أَبْيَضْ, white, مِثْلُ صَفَا, just like a smooth rock. White like a smooth rock, when anything falls on it, it slips off and falls off. It is not affected by the fitan, by the tests and the tribulations around. فَلَا تَضُرُهُ فِتْنَةً. So none of these things would affect it. That heart that is like the stone, a smooth stone. مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. As long as the heavens and earth exist. وَالْآخَرُ أَسْوَدُ مِرْبَادًا. The other one will be black and grayish in color because of the amount of black dots that have been written and impressed and etched in that heart. كَالْقَوْز, like an earthenware. مِجْخِيًا, that is leaning towards what is wrong. لَا يَعْرِفُ مَعْرُوفًا وَلَا يُنْكِرُ مُنْكَرًا. It doesn't recognize what is right and what is wrong. Cannot recognize what is right and what is wrong. إِلَّا مَا أُشْرِبَ مِنْ سَوْدَى مِنْ هَوَى. Except what he has been made to love of his desires, of the fitan. And it's happening, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. And all that we are seeing that is happening in the Middle East is part of this. And then when these things happen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Satakunu fitanun." There'll be a fitna. There'll be a lot of fitan, a lot of tests and trials, and all these tribulations. And he says, "Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im." The one who's sitting down is better than the one who's standing, because the one who's standing will get more information about it. And in another riwayah, he said that the person, "An-na'im khayrun min al-mustayqidh." That the one who is sleeping is better than the one who is awake, because the one who is sleeping will not know about the fitan as much as the one who is awake. And the one who is awake is better than the one who is sitting. And the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing. And he went on. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is going fast towards it. Because the more we learn about it, the more we can get caught up in it. And he says, مَنْ تَشَرَّفَ لَهَا تَشْتَشْرِفُهُ. Whosoever goes towards to look at it, whosoever goes to look at it, he'll get caught up in it. Slowly, slowly. Very much like the carnival again. The caliban passing in front of your house, you say, okay, stand up, just hear it a little bit, come outside and watch it, then you see all the thing going on, then your heart wants to go with it. So you go downstairs and you join it. You say, okay, I'm not going to join it, I'm just going to stand up by the sidewalk. You go stand up by the sidewalk, somebody pulls you in and you join it, and you go on inside the carnival band. Just an example. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَعَاذًا فَلْيُعِذْبِهِ. So whoever can find a place of safety that he can go to, then he must seek refuge in that safety. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in some really testing times. All these sorts of things have not reached Trinidad as yet. SubhanAllah, not even a tsunami. We thank Allah for that. Because this morning, or late last night, Trinidad time, there was a big earthquake in Japan, 8.9 or something like that on the Richter scale, and there was a tsunami that followed afterwards. There is no confirmation as how many people died, if anybody died actually, or anything like that. Nothing has touched us along that line as yet. We're not wishing for it to happen. Don't wish for it. Don't ever wish for the test of Allah Azza wa Jal to fall upon you. But if something happens, and something going to happen somewhere or the other, because the Mahdi has to come, Isa alayhi salatu salam has to come back, the Dajjal has to come, Gog and Magog, how all these things have to come. And this is why some of the ulama, especially in Egypt, are saying that it seems to be a platform for the coming of the Mahdi. And Allah knows best. All the minor signs have gone, the major signs remain, and the first one is the coming of the Mahdi. And the Dajjal and Isa, they come at the same time. So, again, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear a day when you will be returned to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we must fear all this fitna that we are seeing here. That not because we believe that the fitna will not reach us. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us very strong in our iman. May He make us very strong and united in our Islam, so that we can stand together as one and face all these fitna that are around us. آمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.